how do we pick the restaurants that we talk about or the people that we talk to? It's completely unscientific. We find people who know people. What do you know? What have you seen? Where have you been? This morning, I'm not sure exactly how we found out about the wooden table in Greenwood Village, but welcome to Jane Knopf to the KUVO studios.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the other 7:30.
That's right.
On behalf of all the restaurant people that work till midnight, 1, 2, have to get it all cleaned up before you come in the next day. So
that's absolutely right. That's Thank goodness for coffee and caffeine.
There you go. I have to note that you won Best Front of House Staff from Westward Magazine's Best of 2014. And this is what the editors say, mostly crediting the person at the front of the restaurant, Gary Keller, who touches every table. When you run a restaurant, especially a very nice Italian restaurant, the person at the front means so much.
Oh, absolutely. Gary, when he came into our lives, he changed our lives. So Gary started off at the Palace Arms. He's been in the Brown Palace, Panzano's. But he's the type of guy that will always remember not only your name, your children's names, what you drank, what you ate, where you went on vacation last week, where you went on vacation last year. He makes everybody feel like they're the most important person in the room. And he trains our staff to do the same. He's incredible. It's wine knowledge, food knowledge. The man is a gem, and I can't live without him, period. I hope you're listening, Gary, because I can't live without you.
the other 7:30. Welcome, Gary. What was that? So what's your percentage in terms of the quality of food, and let's say the food side, and then the atmosphere and the setting?
Well,
how do you balance that?
Well, I guess I'm blessed. I'm blessed with being surrounded by a lot of talented people. My business partner and chef, Brett Shaheen, is just a culinary genius. He's amazing. Everything, his palate is incredible. His food is absolutely balanced. It's brilliant. And he makes you crave things. But,
okay.
You know, I heard a saying one time that, a server can save a bad meal, but fortunately I don't have to do either. And, our staff works so hard, diligently every single day to really bring it.
It's the Wooden Table Restaurant. The website's thewoodentablerestaurant.com. Our guest, Jane Knopf, who runs this place with her partner, Chef Brett Shaheen. Talk about your food. It's Italian, from the Italian
absolutely
milieu.
Well, yes, indeed. He takes influences from all over Italy. So, you know, right now we have a beautiful ravioli with a stuffed with Taleggio cheese and a sage brown butter, which is more of the northern influence. We also have, which we're actually going to switch here shortly. The menu changes often seasonally, but one of my favorite pasta dish.
I'm sorry, the menu changes more than four times a year?
More than four times a year. It changes on, you know, whatever's in season and whatever is fresh and right there in front of us, and really at Brett's whim.
Right. There you go. So you mentioned the ravioli. You were going to mention something else.
Yes, our tortellini right now is stuffed with a pureed cauliflower, and then it sits in this beautiful broth of a lobster brodo, which is just broth in Italian, and then with beautiful pieces of lobster throughout the dish. It's decadent.
One of the things we learned from some guys who just did a book on Italian beer is that Italian food is all about the pairing, all about the food and the beverage. How do you approach that?
Well, Gary is at the helm of our wine list, and he is a sommelier, and he collaborated with the only master sommelier in the state to create our wine list. So not only do we have a great array of Italian wines, but he's brought in French wines and American wines and things of all kinds of different wines that can match at different palates. Mm-hmm. And he will pair them perfectly with whatever you choose.
Jane Knopf from the Wooden Table Restaurant, not downtown, but out at Greenwood Village, Orchard University, about there.
That's right.
Intentional? You wanted to do something away from downtown?
We did. Brett and I both had worked downtown and has at Gary for the last 15 years. And we all have small children. Well, Gary doesn't, but Brett and I do. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be there till 2:00 in the morning anymore. And let's try our hand out in the burbs. And we saw a need, and it's working. We love it. But you might see us downtown sometime.
Jane, I was curious because of the fact you mentioned that Gary remembers not only your patrons, but their children's names.
I'm serious.
I imagine then for the children, you have a more traditional children's menu of Italian fare, or do the children there eat the gourmet delights of their parents? the parents are enjoying.
We do have a couple things for the kids, but no specific children's menu. But, you know, I have a 6- and a 9-year-old, and they eat everything on the menu and love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
They're picky.
We give special names to Biscotti. and all the funny wraps and the ways that pasta is developed with stuffings and with cheese and with the meat and everything. So
absolutely,
it's Italian food is maybe one of the most fun foods.
It is,
especially for kids. So
and it's comforting and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's just yummy.
Jane Knopf from The Wooden Table got up early to tell her story. They're at Orchard Inn University. The website, thewoodentablerestaurant.com, all spelled out. So check that out. Thanks to you, Jane. Give Chef Brett our best. Gary, keep up the good work.
And I really appreciate that you're bringing customer service back to the forefront. A lot of restaurants, as tasty as their food may be, sometimes are lacking in that personal customer service touch that the Wooden Table has.
Well, thank you, Arturo. I appreciate it. We try.
and they listen to KUVO in the kitchen. Yo!
We do. Hey. Friday nights, we listen to the blues.
There you go.